Dahlia, this is the goods. And Tyler has called in to 613-521-8255. And I know, Tyler, that you've been tweeting at me for a little bit, too, because you're very passionate about ODSP advocacy as well.
Hi, Dahlia. Thank you so much for taking my call. And I would like to say thank you so much for bringing this topic to the attention of the, like, as a media personality, because local media and national media are not even touching the topic. We're not getting representation in the media. And Doug Ford's recent comments that ODSP recipients are somehow double dipping and earning more money than they ever had has left many people very misinformed. And I have a very strong opinion about the comments that he made about recently taking away that $100 emergency assistance benefit for people living with disabilities. I've written a letter to the editor of the Toronto Star. I've written the same letter and I've sent it to the editor of the Globe and Mail and to my local MPs, Suze Morrison and Kristen Wong Tam. And I would like the opportunity to share that letter with your listeners.
You know what? I will give you that opportunity now. And I know that my next guest can hear this. So, Ajay, you'll need to wait a little bit. My apologies. But I think that Tyler has been waiting what probably feels like an eternity to share his message. So, Tyler, go ahead. It's now the goods with Tyler Ennis. Share your voice, sir.
Thank you, Dahlia. My name is Tyler Ennis. I am an ODSP recipient, and I am currently an inpatient at the Princess Margaret Cancer Center. I've been here since July 9th, 2020. For the past 3 years, I have been battling an aggressive form of Hodgkin's lymphoma. My treatment has taken up the majority of my life since I was diagnosed. Countless rounds of chemotherapy, countless days of recovery from my chemotherapy treatments, follow-up appointments, post-chemotherapy treatments, blood work follow-up appointments, CAT scans, CAT scan follow-up appointments. One second.
Take your time.
Yeah. Here we go. CAT scans, CAT scan follow-up appointments. PET scan follow-up appointments. MRI scans, MRI scan follow-up appointments. Multiple trips to the emergency when I've spiked a fever. Multiple trips to the pharmacy to pick up necessary medication. An autologous stem cell transplant last year in Ottawa that took 5 weeks. Recovery time and follow-up appointments, appointments to be revaccinated post-transplant, an allogeneic stem cell transplant at Princess Margaret Hospital, where I currently am residing. I'm sitting here right now in a hospital bed. The months of follow-up appointments and blood work that will need to be done in my future, and so on and so on and so on. To be quite frank, it has consumed my life, decimated my immune system, leaving me highly immunocompromised. Doctors have been very specific with me when I've asked about reentering the workforce, that it is recommended in my personal case, not at least for the next 2 years. I consider myself fortunate to receive additional ODSP benefit due to dietary restrictions that my disease/disability has inflicted upon me. Instead of the average $1,169 per month, I receive $1,419 per month. I am also fortunate to be living in a modest-sized bachelor apartment downtown with rent still under $1,000 a month. I have lived in the same apartment for over 8 years. When you have a living space in Toronto that costs under $1,000 a month, you simply do not give it up. There is no affordable accommodation or subsidized housing available in our great city anywhere. I currently pay $933.16, but my rent will be going up in November to $956.30. The same style bachelor apartment in my apartment complex currently rents for $1,350. From $1,419, take away my rent of $956.30, subtract Wi-Fi of $50 per month, hydro of approximately $35 per month, and my cell phone bill of $64 per month, leaves me $313 per month to purchase a month's worth of fresh produce and high protein sources. I am not allowed to purchase items from bulk stores due to increased risk of contamination. I have to pay for Uber transportation if I need to travel further than walking distance, because doctors have forbidden me to use public transportation. And any basics of life that any average working Canadian would normally be able to afford. Haircuts, clothing budget, social normative activities. There is no clothing allowance in the ODSP program. I can assure you, with the current cost of living in Toronto, $313 does not go very far. I live a very simple and modest life. However, with another increase next year, with another rent increase next year, I do not know how long I can afford to live where I currently reside. This is stress that I do not need as I recover from a life-saving bone marrow stem cell transplant that I received on July 15th. Please note, in 2019, Doug Ford stopped all funding to stem cell research in Ontario. This research is fundamental to make advances in the science that has helped save my life. Shame on him. When I recently saw the clip of Doug Ford being questioned about taking away the monthly ODSP pittance of $100 per month emergency pandemic funding, his response left me seething. In one swoop, he categorized ODSP recipients as double dippers who were actually banking more money than they'd ever received. Only 8% of ODSP recipients have part-time or other jobs. Only 8%. I can assure you, Doug Ford, that the vast majority of ODSP recipients is certainly not the case, and it is insulting to be accused of such behavior. He then goes on to say that the best way to help people on Ontario Works and ODSP, if they're healthy and able to work, get them a job. Little sigh. Again, Doug Ford has missed the point completely. The point is that the majority of people on ODSP are not healthy enough to work. The part about being disabled, that part. Sadly, my case is not a rare case. Hundreds of thousands, if not more, of Ontario citizens suffer with compromised immune systems. We have immune systems so compromised that being in public spaces puts our overall lives at risk. I have personal experience of picking up an infection post-autologous stem cell transplant that traveled through my central nervous system, put pressure on my spine, and caused irreversible damage resulting in severe numbness from below my knees to the bottom of my feet, affecting my mobility permanently. Not to mention how difficult it is to find employment that will be flexible enough with all of the appointments I listed earlier. Ignorant is an understatement when the only solution he can provide is get him a job. Not to mention the slap in the face it is to have a $100 per month pandemic emergency fund taken away when Doug Ford goes ahead and gives a $500 million loan to the Ontario Lottery Gaming Commission. Give me a freaking break. Facts are facts. ODSP funding needs to be increased across the board in Ontario to reflect the cost of living and high rental costs. If taxpayers are concerned that recipients will use that extra money for illicit activities, I, like many, would be happy to receive a $200 plus monthly gift card to any major grocery outlet on top of the funding I currently receive. Facts are facts. In the past 6 years, the average ODSP payout has risen from $1,030 to only $1,169. Facts are facts. The overwhelming majority of people with disabilities in Ontario are not taking advantage of the system and are too ill or physically challenged to get them a job. Facts are facts. The Canadian federal government determined that the minimum livable income for the average Canadian through the CERB program is $2,000 per month. I guess people with disabilities in Ontario are not considered equal in value to their able-bodied counterparts. I only wish that I had $2,000 a month to live off of. It would certainly make living life with a disability much, much more tolerable. Shame on Doug Ford for taking away the $100 per month emergency pandemic from people living with disabilities who struggle each month to make ends meet. Absolutely ignorant ableist, and discriminatory behavior. Not to mention, what I'd also like to add to this letter is this life-changing stem cell transplant that I had, taxpayers, and I'm a taxpayer as well, but taxpayers have already invested in my care, right? I had fresh stem cells flown from Europe. I don't know anything about my donor, but I know they were flown from Europe, and they were couriered to me. And that was at the cost of the taxpayer, right? This has saved my life. This transplant is going to give me a full-term cancer-free life. And I'm so fortunate. The care here at Princess Margaret has just been so exceptional. And I'm so grateful that I now have a second lease on life. My niece is only 4 years old, but my goal is to get to her wedding. And I am going to be present. I will be there because of this life-saving transplant. So because the taxpayers, they've already invested in this, why would Doug Ford say, just go get a job? I can't just go get a job. It will put all of the work and all of the money that has been invested in my care in jeopardy. It doesn't make sense to say that. It doesn't make sense to do so.
And Tyler, listen, I hear your struggle and your pain is... I feel it, and I think that many people feel it too. So what we're going to do with this that you just gave us is I'm going to make you a special link. I'm going to make you a special audio clip of this with the help, of course, of my two guys working with me, Stephen Ellsworth and Corey Price. You're going to be able to share this. You're going to share this with Doug Ford. You'll tweet at him, and he'll for sure be able to see this. It will be in his view, and we will make sure the message gets out there as well. You keep me posted, and I'm glad that we were able to give you a voice. I think that you've expressed yourself fully and clearly, and I ask that you keep me posted, okay?
Thank you, Dahlia. It's so important to have representation through the media, and you're the only person who is touching it. And it really means so much to our community. And there are advocates out there. I would like to name just a couple, Isabella Gamick and Sarah Calero, who are doing so many great things in Toronto. And I just want to say thank you very much for the opportunity to share my story on your show.
My pleasure. I want to see you at your niece's wedding, too. I'm sure that her parents don't want to talk about that now that she's only 4 years old. But I know that you will get there. All right, Tyler, we will stay in touch. You'll keep me posted. Thank you for sharing your very passionate message. And I wish you the best day that you could possibly have at the Princess Margaret.
Thank you very much. I'm getting discharged on Tuesday. I'm going into another facility until the end of September, and then I finally get to be able to live independently again in October.
All my best. You're already an independent spirit. We feel that.